head when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Admitting our mistakes isn't easy, but it's the right thing to do. The expression eating crow comes from a short story by Rudyard Kipling, in which a man falls into a pit and can't escape. Another man, who's also trapped in the pit, stays alive by catching wild crows and eating them. But the first man refuses to eat the vile-tasting bird, saying, "I'll never eat crow." Days later, however, facing certain death, he finally does what he swore he'd never do, eat crow. Admitting our mistakes can be just as distasteful, but in Proverbs 6, Solomon said, we should just get on with it. If you've trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said, follow my advice and save yourself. Swallow your pride. Go and beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. So do I need to eat crow today and admit I'm wrong? Admitting our mistakes isn't easy, but it's the right thing to do, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of CenterPoint, centeringlives.com.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician, he'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
There's no better time than now to join the Prattville Country Club, now accepting new members with a limited time membership special. Prattville Country Club is a private club offering a challenging 18-hole golf course, pro shop, full-service restaurant, fitness room, and a seasonal pool with the area's coolest water slide. For information about affordable memberships and limited time membership specials, or to schedule a tour of the club, please contact their general manager, Tony Del Mastro, at 334-491-4096, or find them at the PrattvilleCountryClub.com.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had. And his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. In fact, some of the storms could be on the strong side, but generally overnight, they'll start to fade out. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day in this part of the world. That would be a sun and cloud mix, high around 92 with a few scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. Sunday's high will be closer to 94 with triple-digit heat indices, lots of sunshine, and rain chances not zero, but relatively small. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. It has the latest from the tropics, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
25 years ago, in 1993, audiences were thrilled with special effects they had never seen before. People running with dinosaurs. Jurassic Park. 4 years later, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. 2001, they couldn't come up with a cool name, so they just called it Jurassic Park 3. 2015, a mega box office blockbuster, Jurassic World. But now, less than 3 years later, studio executives have made the decision to release yet another. Rejected movie titles were Jurassic World, Maybe This Is Too Soon, Jurassic World, Been There, Done That, and Jurassic World, Haven't I Seen This Before? Regardless, Jurassic World, Fallen Franchise, I mean Kingdom, now showing.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It's happy hour.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Not really. We're going to have some fun this afternoon as rain starts to develop. I am your gracious, occasional truculent host, Greg Vidal. My Tama-like sidekick,
Joey,
who's here too.
And here they are.
And maybe...
Alan!
Maybe. I have not heard. I haven't gotten this week's rejection text yet. I'm busy. I'm working on whatever
right,
it is.
Right. Well, that's now essentially the assumption. That's the baseline.
I'm in kind of a... You know how it is. By this point in the day, you watch the news, you see what's going on, you realize how much bullshit there is out there, and just how disgustingly fake the news is. And then today, I heard... One of the angel moms. Angel moms are moms who have lost kids to crimes committed by illegal aliens. For whatever reason, and I don't think anything's going to change until some well-known liberal loses a kid. I don't wish that on anyone, but until one of them, one of these great preachers, one of these sanctimonious ass holes that just doesn't get it, until one of them loses a kid in a crime like what these mothers have had to endure, it's not going to change. Time magazine caught red-handed faking a front cover with a kid who was not, in fact, ripped from her mother. And what is it they're promoting with this anyway, by making Trump into this terrible villain? What is it they're promoting? That we should have open borders? What kind of an... Oh, I'm so... I just want to use the word. What kind of an ass... Hull would think that's a good idea. Just let anybody in. We've got problems enough with those who have snuck through. And you listen to these heartbreaking stories of these mothers that lost innocent kids to drunken illegals. One guy had been jailed twice on DUIs. Or arrested twice and convicted twice in DUIs, got probation from probably a really understanding left-wing liberal activist, Judge Asshat. That's a good name for a TV show, Judge Asshat. And hearing her heartbreaking story, she says, I wear my son. His ashes are in this locket around my neck. That's the only way I can hug him. He's the only family I have left. Where are the bleeding hearts for her? It's getting so old. And, geez, what was the threat made today on Trump's grandchild? When is the Secret Service going to jump in? James Woods corralled a screenshot of this threatening tweet and sent it to the Secret Service. When are they going to do something? Why do they just sit there on their hands? Is Trump telling them, oh, if we bust somebody for making these threats, it's only going to end up they'll turn it around on us, you know, that we're the bad guys. Is that what he's thinking? I don't know. But how much should any man have to take when it comes to threats to his family? He understands as president, the mentally ill half of the country is going to hate him no matter what he does. You just have to, you know, have a thick skin and deal with it. But his kids, Barron, with that Peter Fonda nonsense the other day, and now the I think Trump Jr.'s daughter was the one that was threatening this tweet. How much of this lunacy should he be expected to endure? Where is the Secret Service on this? Where is Jeff Sessions? Where's anybody? Can you imagine how fast somebody would have been hauled in had they done that to one of Obama's kids, or even suggested it? Careers would have been ended, if not the eventual incarceration of somebody who had done something like that to his daughters. Careers were ended just by saying mean things about him because we didn't agree with him. This is so upside down. And then there's a story today that Tom Arnold and this lawyer Cohen are going to bring Trump down. Yeah, Tom Arnold. You know, has been relevant for, hasn't really been relevant for about 20 years. And we wouldn't even know him if it wasn't for Roseanne. Just like a lot of other people.
Plus, he was kind of the cowboy guy in the Austin Powers movie.
Well, that was his shining
moment. Buddy. You show that turd who's boss.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Arnold, that was the peak of his range as an actor.
Who does number two?
Yeah, I know, I'm looking for it. I don't know if I have it filed under Tom Arnold. Here he is. Here is Tom Arnold.
Who does number two work for? Who does number two work for?
That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss.
Tom Arnold, you're a turd. Somebody needs to show you who's boss. That's when your career started to go downhill, right there. Well, we can benchmark it at that particular moment. And Cohen was Trump's attorney for something, right?
He was probably one of Trump's attorneys. He was Trump's guy. For years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he knows Trump, and there might be some things.
So what's he going to do? Reveal that to save his own ass? Makes him look like a weasel. Nobody cares.
He already looks like a weasel, let's be honest.
He looks like a weasel. Big weasel. The Supreme's today deciding that you need a warrant to track people down.
I like that.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we've been perilously close to too much, and maybe the pendulum is finally starting to swing back the other way. I love the fact that Melania wore a $39 jacket that said, "I really don't care." Do you? Is she not? These guys just troll the media so beautifully. And the father of the girl on Time has said, "This didn't happen." But Time Magazine's not going to take it back. They're not going to retract or tell the truth about that photo. Because it makes them feel real good and real warm in a special place, so we don't want to lose that. Crazy, sick sons of bitches. That's what they are. So we have Mark Dice with the truth about that Time Magazine cover story, but since Oscar took the time to call us, let's talk to him first. Oscar, hello.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm all right, Oscar. How are you?
All right. And I understand what you guys are saying because I was watching Dateline last night with Lester Holt. They showed a grandmother from El Salvador, Guatemala, talking about she's worried about her grandchild who was separated from her mother in Texas. But you wasn't worried about your grandchild when she traveled by foot or however she got from El Salvador or Guatemala to the U.S. border. Mm-hmm. Now, this kid done trekked through the wilderness and desert and all of that. But yet, you worried about her in a camp-like environment? And you're saying that on TV?
Yeah.
And I just bust out laughing when I saw that. And I'm like, wow, you weren't worried about her running across the desert, but you're worried about her being in the U.S., being fed, sheltered, and waiting to be put back together.
Hey, Oscar, you want to hear something funny? The headline on Drudge just changed. Mexican presidential candidate says, flood the U.S. Well, if you're running for president of Mexico, why don't you make it a place that people want to stay instead of running up here?
True that. So I understand what you guys are saying about the news and how the media is twisting it, because they had another one where these illegal immigrants was found in a vehicle, and they said the U.S. rescued them from the vehicle. Well, they got in the vehicle to come across the border on their own. So how were they rescued? They knew where they were at.
So it's crazy. And a lot of these kids are being trafficked by people with evil intentions. Pedophiles, gang members. That's why they're doing these DNA tests, because there are many people showing at the border with a child saying this is mine, and there's good reason to think it's not. All of this would end if we just built a damn wall.
True. So I'm going to let you guys go. I just wanted to say, for the last year and a half, I totally understand the way the media put a twist on things and get people to think a certain way. So you guys have a great day.
I appreciate the call very much. By the way, I want to pay you a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon?
Yeah.
That young man will have a talk show one day.
Oh, he does have the gift of gab.
I listened last night, and
yeah, I had a great show. Brandon here, D'Anthony, who works on Jam. That, by the way, D'Anthony's a star, man. Just being weight. Like comedy, writing play, starring as that guy's, he's already on his way.
But I can tell you this, I listened and I heard Brandon being the next you.
Oh, yeah.
A guy who, at least at some point, should get a chance to host a show.
Yeah.
Very conversational, very comfortable on the air. I was impressed.
Well, the way
Joey Clark, cultivator of talent.
Well, the way it happened is we would just hang out downstairs in the production room, swapping like music we loved, and then talking about whatever came to mind. I'm like, why are we doing this in private? We'll just do it on air. And yeah, he's been a great contribution and contributor to the show.
By the way, we were correct about the big prairie dog.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
He's working. He's working, of all things. Power issues with clients up and down Vaughn and Taylor, but he may make it later if he can.
Okay, well, fair enough.
How do you like that? So on his priority list, he puts us behind his job. What kind of?
Well, you know, and Greg, I would rather, because here's a little tidbit, folks. Huh? Just a little bit of hope is torture. Utter torture. You really want to torture somebody? Don't leave them completely in despair. Give them a tiny bit, a ray of hope, and then take it away. So I wish you would just say, I'm working or I'm not working.
Well said, Joey. Well said.
Thank you, Admiral.
Good to see the market close in positive territory today. Right now, let's talk about the home buying process and Eddie Bader with Young Joey.
Oh, yes. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. And I just want to give you the number first, because this line goes directly to Eddie. He'll say, hey, this is Eddie, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. And I wanted to give you the number up front, because I've been telling you about maybe you're a first-time home buyer, potential home buyer like myself. Maybe you're wanting to sell your home, it's not getting off the market, and need some help in that regard. But I have something very special that Eddie reminded me about of what he does. You know, we have homes here for sale in Dubai and Montgomery and Prattville and Wetumpka, but Eddie Bader will take you on a pontoon boat to go see, say, Lake Jordan and all the properties there. He's not going to drive you up through all the winding roads and you go directly to the house that way. No, he wants to give you the lake living experience. So you get out on the pontoon boat,
you cruise around the lake, you ride up to a few properties, you dock, then you walk up to the house as though it was your own. It gives you the full experience. And I've gone to the lake house before. I've fished. I've sat out on the back porch, watched the sun set. It's a great way to live. So if you're interested in a lake tour, all the properties, Lake Jordan and Lake Martin, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. 322-0662. 322-0662.
All right, thank you very much. At 322, just one narrow line of showers on the Living Fair Dock, but looks like it's almost through Montgomery. Quite a bit of activity up to the north, and if you look at the sky, it looks like there's a lot going on, but actually that is not what's showing up at the radar, but that will be changing throughout the afternoon. 272-9228 for your request, and at some point this afternoon we'll redeem today's Baumhauer's winning word.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Come join the City of Prattville for their 17th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the City Pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There'll be a concert by Creativity, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov.
Go, 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 O'Reilly!
A rough running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam products. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Extend the life of your engine with Seafoam products at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Deck season rolls around every year. Staining your deck shouldn't. That's why the Home Depot now carries number one rated Olympic stains, including Olympic Max from only $33.98 a gallon. It's a brand trusted for over 80 years to protect season after season. So do it right with Olympic, and next year, you won't have to do it at all. Olympic Stain, for the first time at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Number one rating from an independent consumer study. U.S. only. See store for details.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I watch TV to escape hot summer weather. For every good show, there's 10 I just won't try. There is really dumb reality. Cop and lawyer pairs on TNT. There's just no way I'm gonna make it to September.
It's so bad that only one television show last week managed to get 10 million viewers, which is really nothing. See, and that's America's Got Talent.
Well, that makes sense. And we catch up, like, again, we don't have cable at the house, so we stream things or cast things after the fact. One History Channel show we all love at the house, and none of us are good at this or can do this at all, is Forged in Fire. Like, they bring in blacksmiths. They're like, you have 3 hours to begin to craft your blade. Somebody gets eliminated. Now you have 3 hours to finish it. Two left. Now you have to make this historical weapon. Like the swords that the Spartans, or not the Spartans, the Roman legions used to use. And they have to go back to their home forge and they have 5 days to do it. And there's this one guy, when it's especially the historical weapon, where they'll get like, you know, that fake dummy that looks like a human body with fake blood inside it. And they'll go to it with the sword, with the weapon, the axe, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a great shot, blood goats go everywhere. But his accent, it was like, it's very sharp, feels good in my hand. It will kill. And it's just that little drop. It will kill. And he gets this smirk on his face. I love that damn show.
I still... just because I don't sit there glued to the set. But I go through phases. Because I want to get away from what we sit here and talk about.
Oh, me too.
And which I'm actually trying to push the show away from, because it seems like a broken record at times. Well, the liberal media and Time Magazine, fake news, yada, yada, yada. It's all crap. And it's galling that the media just makes such a concerted effort to... I mean, normally, a president that would have the economy thriving the way ours is, and this is how you fix problems like poverty. You give people a chance to work and make something and actually live a nice life. But no, we've got to open the borders so we can have even more people we can't afford to take care of. We already have enough now. American citizens should get first call, especially those who have a legitimate need or have caught a tough break. I suppose if I was a real hardcore guy, we shouldn't have any welfare programs. Churches used to do that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, that's my basic position. It's not, I agree with you, but that's not the first thing, if I'm reforming government, I take away. I might reform it in some ways. That's not the first thing I go to slash.
What is the problem with this Congress that they can't get this? They've all, half of them promised, and there are Democrats. We have the audio clips in the system who said we need to build a wall. We need to build the wall. Sure. We need to stop illegal immigration. And yet when it comes to a vote, they can't do it.
Well, and
they lose their woodies.
And I actually pointed this out earlier today. I worry that the Democrats are doing what the Republicans did on immigration, the Democrats on immigration, what the Republicans did on health care. For years, and for good reason, because Obamacare, I don't think was great. It still isn't great, putting it mildly.
I just came in yesterday with happy news, totally due to Obamacare.
But what did we hear from the Republican politicians?
Son of a bitch.
Is Obamacare sucks. Whoa. So Obamacare sucks. We're going to repeal it. We're going to repeal it. It sucks. We're going to repeal it.
Yeah.
And when it came time for them to do something.
Are you listening, Martha?
With Trump leading the way to do it, they did nothing.
Nothing.
They got the individual mandate removed through tax policy. But they did nothing because they didn't have anything to replace it with. They just wanted to say Obamacare sucks. And I worry that Democrats are going, Trump sucks, enforcing the law sucks, the immigration sucks, and they're not going to have an actual conversation. What I would do if I was a Democrat is say, yes, secure the border, build your wall, secure it, and then let's have an argument of how to make legal immigration streamlined and what is the limit of legal immigration, whether you're talking about migrant workers, permanent residents, what's the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. That should be where we're arguing. I want, in my mind, as many people as possible, as long as they're healthy, they're not going to jump on welfare rolls and they're not a security threat. I don't see why not. Come on in. Other people might say, well, we want to limit it. But that's where the argument should be. Instead, they want to call Trump a racist.
That's all they got. And everybody, if by this point in time, and they're still throwing that obscene, ridiculous argument, everything, you know, that's all you can do? You don't like what you, so it's a racist? Jeez. It's so weak. It's so pathetic. I love the fact, though, that Trump is talking about a red wave in November. Because he said, look, these guys can't get it done. I need people elected to Congress and the Senate who are going to help me get this done. And there's a very good chance between now and November that will make a difference. And that's why I like Bobby Bright being very, very, you know, certain in his political ads, I'm going to do everything I can to help President Trump accomplish his goals. And that's what he needs. There are people in other districts and stuff that are running on a similar platform against incumbents who have done nothing except collect a check and, you know, political equity by getting on this committee or that committee. But if there's really, you know, if this president's going to really have a permanent and lasting impact, he's going to need some legislative support, because right now Congress and the Senate are full of cowards. Because they're, for some reason, they're still worried about what the Washington Post might say about them or the New York Times, and it's such a bad joke. Bad joke on all of us, friends. That's what I say.
Yeah.
What do I know? I'm just a talk show.
But let's get back to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
let's.
Ghost stories, or figuring out what the hell pansexual means, or raising kids, or I don't know. That's some of the crap I talked about this week. And, you know, you had a great show. We had a great show the other day talking about the summertime songs.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
I'm tempted to go right back to it, to be honest with you. I mean, it is All Request Friday, too, by the way. We'll play whatever you want this afternoon. We try to have keep a light air. And I need to do research this afternoon. I've already started taking photos because my July magazine column is about the Thinking Stoop. Here, let's randomly grab this call before we even know who it is, just to see. Hello?
Hey, that was quick. This is Pat.
Wow. Hi.
Hello!
How are you?
I'm good. I just want to tell Joey, Democrats don't want people to come here legally. They want them to come here illegally, because then they owe the Democrats something, or they'll have to vote for them again.
That's
so they
all
can
it's
stay
about.
Over here.
There isn't a scintilla of compassion in any of this Democratic
No, they're
nonsense.
They're never going to say, yeah, let's make this so they can come over here legally. They That's want them it. To do exactly what they're doing.
Thank you. That is exactly the situation. Is there a request we can play for you today?
Oh. You can play anything that the two guys in the morning play, because I love their playlist.
Oh, sure. That's
if you have their playlist, just play something from it. That'll work for me.
You got it. Thanks for the call.
Something Amy Winehouse.
All right. Thanks so much. I think we do. What's the Amy Winehouse? We do have an Amy Winehouse in here. Hang on one second. Who's this?
This is Clint.
Hey, Clint. What's up?
Hey. Good day, sir.
Yeah. What's up?
Well, I just told Joe I agree with what he said about a minute ago, 100% with him, and that's good. But hey, a few weeks ago, you were talking about a movie you saw about radio.
Yeah.
Hey, can you hold on? Thank you. Now, what type of radio are you looking for?
I'm sorry, you said something about a movie about radio?
Yeah, you saw a movie, had an old, back in the 40s, the 50s, the... You said you wanted one of them radios.
I got one of those radios.
Yeah, somebody brought one by.
Oh, okay.
That was a transistor. Yeah, we have it.
All right. I got one, too. So I thought
it's
maybe I'd get
of you
the
to
Craig.
Call it offer, but yeah, problem solved, man. Anything right. We could play for you this afternoon?
Yeah, suit.
Suit, you got it. B-O-B-G-Y-N, there's something up in there. Tony.
Hey, guys. Look, I love your show. Every time I drive through Montgomery through work, I'm always tuned in. But I got to tell you, I'm running north on 143 out of Millbrook, and it looks like I'm about to drive into the storm of all storms. I thought maybe a live-in fear radar check might be in order.
All right. That's coming
Thanks.
Right up in just Thanks, moments.
Guys. Bye.
After we give a big warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Greetings, one and all, and a great big right back to you. I had someone come up to me the other day and said, hey, are you that Master Thespian dude on the radio? I said, yep. I said, what is that
sounds you make. I made it for him. I went, how do you do that? And I told him, you know, it's a professional secret. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. But I do need to teach you how to do that. It is a teachable skill. Okay. What should I request? What should I request? I always love hearing Weasel Stomping Day.
Yeah.
I know you'll get to that eventually.
Yeah.
We haven't heard things Southern women say in a while.
Probably that's true.
That's one of those out and throw it on the mix today.
All right. I just pulled out my weasel, and now I'm going for, let's see, Southern women.
And then can we also, along with the things Southern women generally say, let's go to a particular Southern woman.
Ooh,
the things Emily Hayes says.
Emily, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we haven't done one of those in a while either.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen, you have your marching orders. I will bid you good day.
Good day, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, we'll go into traffic with that. But to the gentleman who was just describing driving north on 183.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No.
Is it?
No.
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Mom, I'm late for soccer practice.
Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler, only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
Do I have everybody's attention now? The Live in Fear Doppler, he was talking about driving north from Millbrook on 143. There is a very sizable red cell thunderstorm that is blanketing 65. And as it continues to progress to the north and east, it's getting bigger. This storm is getting literally bigger with every sweep of the radar.
Leon's getting larger.
That too. So that's the storm you're talking about. It's got a, looks like it's got Alex City in its bullseye. So that's what's happening north. There's one thunderstorm that's just passing through Tuskegee. To the south and west, not much. But I'm going to go down and smoke, see what I can see from the thinking stoop as we enjoy the things Emily says. At 3:38.
Crack, don't smoke itself. Why did you make a fist? Why are you making fists? Y'all, I was drunk off my face. It always makes anything 10 times better. I am freaking losing my mind. I really think that I'm about to have some kind of breakdown. I will give up whiskey for Lent. I like bourbon. Nice way to lead off, Jay. Your face is about to be real rosy when I punch it. Don't try to make me feel better with a cheeseburger. Yay! There's a reason that I'm still single. I dated a 21-year-old when I was 31, so last year, and that's just, it's too much. I mean, I think I'm pretty freaking awesome. I'm very independent, and I found that sometimes that doesn't work. I'm just going to be quiet now.
It's for the best.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got some weird-looking traffic stuff going on out on 85 north and southbound. Now, this is out on the Haunted Highway, of course. Around mile marker, I'd say 16 to 17, there's backed up traffic on both sides of the road, north and southbound. So be careful if you're headed out that way. Expect some delays there. Also on 85 southbound, starting around the Eastern Boulevard and coming toward Perry Hill Road, there's a backup there. And we did have one down on 65 southbound. That one's all gone. But that's what we're looking at right now as far as delays. Everything else looking pretty good. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce, well, they grow their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Here in the Tri-County, we are very fortunate to have so many military and first responders living right here among us. And in an effort to honor those who risk their lives for us, CTE Outdoor Power and Skag Power Equipment are proud to announce Simply the Brave First Responder Discount Program. From now until Labor Day, all current and retired fire, police, and EMT personnel, as well as active duty military and military veterans, will receive 15% off MSRP on their purchase of a new Skag zero-turn riding mower. Skag Power Equipment's motto has always been simply the best, and it's only fitting that we now honor Simply the Brave with this unprecedented 15% off discount program. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell and our first responders.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Now that summer is in full swing, Cat House Marine is having its annual summer sales event. Hello, I'm Steve Northington. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new, dependable Yamaha outboard. With several in stock, surely we've got just the right one for you. We have a great selection of Yamaha-powered Express bass and crappie boats, Express center consoles, and more. Also, luxurious veranda pontoons, all aluminum, welded construction, and top-shelf interior make veranda pontoons one of the best on the market today. Cat House Marine offers professional service on most modern-day marine engines, and same-day basic service. For professional sales and service, visit us today. Cat House Marine Incorporated, just east of I-65, exit 179, Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Call us today, 334-517-6500, or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com. Cat House Marine and Yamaha, revs your heart.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
At the Home Depot, we're pouring more into paint. And right now, we're giving more to pros. For 1 week only, all Pro Extra members receive 25% off all Behr Pro and PPG Ultra High paint. Savings like that, you can take to the bank. Literally. Unbelievable quality. Unbeatable prices. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid June 18th through the 24th. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount. See store for details.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. In fact, some of the storms could be on the strong side, but generally overnight, they'll start to fade out. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day in this part of the world. That would be a sun and cloud mix, high around 92 with a few scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. Sunday's high will be closer to 94 with triple digit heat indices, lots of sunshine, and rain chances not zero, but relatively small. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. It has the latest from the tropics, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half. Grab your boots and
ain't no telling what she paid for that.
She's so skinny, she could get shade from a flagpole.
God love her.
You know, what's her name?
You know, what's her face?
You know, what's her nose?
I got to Googling and I figured it out.
Would it be tacky to leave my UT wreath up through Christmas?
She's so dumb. She thinks quarterback means she's getting change.
He's dumber than a pack of mayonnaise.
He's not here. He's out spotlight.
He's not here. He's at the races.
He's not here. He's out running his trot lines. They got alligator nuggets on sale up at the Walmart.
Lord, what kind of hillbilly pill has she been chewing?
There's the country. They think a 7-course meal's a 6-pack and a bucket of chicken. We got the hog wire up.
Ever notice how people in trailer parks have the best-looking pit bulls?
She thinks she's something because her house ain't on wheels.
Wonder what Peyton Manning would do.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new vacuum cleaner.
I'm going to have to break down and buy a new washing machine.
I'm going to have to break down getting them made.
Coming up a gully washer.
It's coming up a frog strangler.
I am happier than a tornado in a trailer park.
I'm happier than a pup with two tails.
I couldn't be happier if butter were fat-free.
I can't breathe in these Spanx panties. I'm going to get me a Miley Cyrus belly.
Ew, my dog wouldn't eat that. I'd rather suck a boil off a hog's butt.
I can't believe she said that in mixed company.
Beats all I ever did see.
She's had so much plastic surgery, she could donate her remains to Tupperware.
She's so trashy, she better not linger at the curb on garbage day.
Everything she's got is out on the showroom floor.
That boy's from the wrong side of the river.
He's so nasty, you couldn't clean him with a tater brush.
Girl, there's some things even Ajax can't clean.
Get those roly-polies out of your mouth.
I was a cheerleader, but now I'm a cheerleading coach.
Are you going to put her in dance?
Weather fitting and the Lord permitting.
The things Southern women say. Here's the things that Southern talk show hosts say. Call me with today's Baumhauer's winning word at 272-9228. 272-9228, if you got the word this morning, with three men and a lady between 6 and 9, redeem it right now for a $20 gift card to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. 272-9228, and while we're waiting for the phone lines to explode, excitement, a quick reminder, hot, humid, steamy, summer is just underway. Make sure you get through the next 90 days and the month and a half beyond that where it's still incredibly hot and humid, with support from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Can't go wrong with the Clark's Club membership. They guarantee the comfort of you and your family year-round for $159. That includes two annual tune-ups, discounts on parts and labor when a repair is needed, and they are on call for any heating, AC, or plumbing issue that may arise. Their employees are the best at what they do. They are thoroughly vetted by Clark's before hiring and agree to random drug testing on an ongoing basis, so you're always sure about who's in your home. So for the best, the very best in heating, air conditioning, and plumbing expertise, and 24-7 protection, call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. And now let's go down the lines and greet our callers. You are caller one, so I'm sorry. We appreciate your effort. Call back, though. You're caller two. You're caller three. Sorry. Caller four. Nice try. Close, but no cigar. And then for caller five, you came so close. I'm sorry. And who is this?
Scott.
Scott, how are you this afternoon?
Fine.
I need today's Baumhauer's winning word.
I hope it's wings.
It isn't. I am sorry. Yeah, no, it's not.
So close, Scott. But you were wrong.
Well, don't yell at him.
We have to be strict about the rules.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. That happened earlier this week, too. Somebody called with the word from the day before. Who's this?
Paul.
Hey, Paul, do you have today's Baumhauer's winning word?
Cuban.
You are correct, and you've won a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on. Try to contain your excitement. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You know, we love doing I've been doing contests my whole life. I have given away, gosh, at least a dozen different $10,000 cash prizes. I've given away Corvettes. You know, magnificent vacations, money. And you always hope that when you take a call and you say, you just won $10,000, that you're going to get a worthy reaction to that moment. That's why we like it when women participate in contests, because they're really great at giving you that payoff moment. But I swear to God, and we, you know, we promote it on TV for weeks and weeks and weeks. You know, listen to for the Beatles, Hey Jude, when it plays, it's worth 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. And twice we did that Beatles contest at Waxy down in Miami. And when it came, we always did the $10,000 giveaway on the morning show. And twice I took the caller nine, which was the winning number we asked for, and you just won $10,000. And I got, You know how deflating and devastating that is? You won $10,000.
Uh-huh.
Or if it was a woman, you won $10,000.
Uh-huh.
Aren't you excited? Nothing.
You know, when it comes to money, remember the Powerball got up to a huge number, almost a
half a billion.
Yeah, half a billion. And reporter was going around to people standing in line waiting to get their tickets.
Yeah.
And they walked up to the one guy and asked him, sir, if you win this lottery, what are you going to spend it on? Oh, hookers and blow.
Yeah, that's why some lottery winners are dead within. And that's happened. That's happened. There were stories, good Lord. I remember.
But with a pot that big, you could just put, you know, hundreds of millions into investments and a financial plan and still have plenty of hookers and blow.
This is true. You know that the special meetings where we attend hoping to never drink or drug again. We had a group in Miami, and one of the folks there was a ticket taker at, how can I not remember the name of the racetrack, Gulfstream.
Mm-hmm.
She had a simple job and won half of a $60 million jackpot and was dead within a year. Went back out and crazy.
I would go into hiding. I seriously would go into hiding.
Well, there have been lawsuits across the country of people who have won these things who have tried to keep their name from being published because, okay, so you won $100 million and now everybody wants to be your friend. So, and I understand that.
I guess doing this job, I would have to do something like, okay, I'm going to give away $1 million of it. I know I'm being greedy, and I'm keeping the other several hundred million, maybe for investing in my future, maybe give some to charity, but I'll give $1 million in different ways to all you folks who listen.
Mm-hmm.
I would kind of squash it there.
I would do that too.
You know, just to make sure people
to say
know.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I would give like $1,000 away to the first 1,000 callers. That's $1 million.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it that way than, you know, give away one big chunk to one person.
Can I not be working the phone lines that day?
I don't think you have to worry about it. Although, I do have a ticket that I've got to check. I haven't looked at it in weeks.
Really?
But it is good through, I think, this weekend.
You better check.
So I could be rich already and not even know it. It is 3:57. We have some thunderstorms that, well, most of them have stayed north of the metro area, and we have one caller mention Highway 145. Let's actually take a quick look at Living Fear. Are we in a hurry to go somewhere today?
No.
Yeah, one area that muscled up north of Millbrook, so if you're traveling towards Birmingham, you may... In fact, that activity now extends all the way back west to Demopolis in Utah, so that'll be... That area will be getting rain for about the next half hour or so. William B., can you call me back?
Sure.
I appreciate it, because I got to take a break here, and it's going to be a few minutes, and I don't want to wait.
All right.
Thanks. I'd rather do that than have somebody sit and think that we're not paying attention to them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 3:57, when we come back, we'll have Fox News. We have some requests that we have yet to play. And we'll be looking at, we have our most electrifying story of the day from Mr. Electric as well. It's all coming up.
Hey, bling me up, Scotty. Yeah, let's get that ring redone. Let's get a re-rhodium. Let's make it look blingy, beautiful, clean, and shiny like the day we got it. Marguerite's is now in the Pepper Tree Shops in Vaughan Road. And we're looking forward to seeing you. We're open 7 days a week in the Pepper Tree Shops right there by Chappie's. Yes, either, you know, just get it blinged up, or maybe get a little bigger diamond or a new diamond or our first diamond. Either way, come visit Marguerite's in the Pepper Tree Shops and get blinged up.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than talking about radio.
Can you hear me all the way back there?
My stereo is busted.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129,